This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is Dukes and Bell, all eyes on Justin Fields today. Once again, pro day number two. And here to talk to us more about Justin and what he can bring to the NFL, and he knows the program well because he played there. Joshua Perry joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Joshua, it's good to have you back on, man. I mean, today is interesting because, you know, you had all these teams that maybe had seen Justin prior to the day, and then some that hadn't, like the 49ers, their brass hadn't been there, but they were there today. And, you know, you look at this and you go, okay, if you're not sold by now, right, what could Justin have done the day to improve his draft stock, in your opinion?
Yeah, and that's kind of the question for me. Like, I'm really sitting here trying to figure out what more some of these teams want to see. I was at the first pro day where Justin threw, and he had an amazing day. And I even talked to some of the league personnel that was there, and I feel like they were all impressed. I mean, they talked about the amount of NFL throws that he made, how confident he looked. And again, it's a workout in shorts, and there are other questions about, you know, what's a player like in the locker room and how are they on the board? And I understand all those different things. But if I'm evaluating tape, which I do, and if I'm evaluating the workouts, which I do, like, there's nothing else. There's literally nothing else. In my opinion, you got Trevor Lawrence, and I feel like he's the best one in this draft. But then after that, we can have a real debate about Zach Wilson and Justin Fields. I think Justin Fields is better than Mac Jones. And some people in the South might be mad at me for saying that, but I think he's shown plenty to prove that he is probably the second-best quarterback in this draft, maybe the third-best.
It is a Joshua Perry. Follow him, Joshua E. Perry, by the way, on Twitter. He's our man. He's our Big Ten conduit, Carl. He's our man in Columbus.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, man. Joshua, we keep coming back to it when everybody talks about, you know, you just mentioned Trevor Lawrence is everybody's consensus number one. Well, I saw our guy, Justin Fields, outplayed Trevor Lawrence in a big game. And I saw him take a hit. That kid Skalski nearly knocked his stomach in half. Mm-hmm. To me, he checked all the boxes in that game. The knock now on him is that the Big Ten doesn't have the corners that really challenge quarterbacks. You call that a bunch of bunk, or is there some validity to that?
Let me say this. Like, did anybody have the corners to check any wide receiver that Alabama had out there? Mm-hmm. And I would say the answer to that is no. Right, so if Mac Jones is, like, where is his boost coming from, I guess then? Like, if that's going to be your critique of Justin Fields, and you have to apply that to everybody else that you're evaluating. And I personally think that the Big Ten has some underrated defensive players. They're not going to get some of the credit that they deserve, but the cornerbacks that Justin Fields saw, really the secondary Justin Fields saw against Northwestern, is way better than anybody's going to give credit for. I think Indiana's defense as a whole was way better than anybody's going to give credit for. And so that's kind of where I would rest that argument is, right? If Justin Fields was going up against secondaries that didn't have the corners, Alabama's offense was doing the same thing because nobody could check those guys anyway. Right.
Joshua Perry joining us, guys, talking about Justin Fields, his second pro day today. Is he going to go to the 49ers? Is he going to go and have a shot potentially landing at for us at four if we stay there? It's what's being talked about around the NFL. And Joshua, let me ask you this when you talk about Fields. How do you compare him to anybody? You know we always do this in sports, right? Oh, he reminds me of this guy, that guy. When you watch him, does he compare to someone else that you can think of that is a fair comparison? Everybody wants to look at the athleticism because, you know, he ran a 4.4 at quarterback. Last time we saw that, you're talking about Mike Vick, you're talking about Lamar Jackson, but I don't even know if that's a fair comparison.
It's not, and I think it's hard to come up with a comp for him just because of all the things that he does well. You talked about that athleticism, and I was on the field at that Ohio State Pro Day, and he stumbled a little bit on that 40 where he ran in the low 4.4s, and then his second 40, he pulled up because he started stumbling halfway through and still ran in the 4.5s. That's how fast and explosive he is. It's a rare speed trait that he possesses at the quarterback position, but we also watched Justin Fields operate at Ohio State primarily as a pocket passer, and it wasn't one of those, you know, put the pocket on the move, you give him a half-field read, make it a little bit easier on him, let him threaten defenses with his athleticism. It was, Justin, you're going to stand in the pocket, and people critique them for probably standing in there entirely too long, but you're going to throw the ball down the football field. And I'm not exactly sure I've seen a quarterback with that athleticism be a true pocket passer the way Justin was, but when he does break contain, he gets loose. He's a guy with a thicker lower body, so he can take that contact as well. Very, very unique player. I'm not exactly sure I have a comp for him.
It's Joshua Perry, by the way, played linebacker for the Buckeyes, and he's our go-to guy. He's here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Can I throw some names at you from Ohio State? Because, Josh, we're going to be looking maybe for a guard. We're definitely looking to get some depth in our offensive line. Wyatt Davis, Josh Myers. What do you think about those guys at the next level?
I think both of them are really good players. My preference over the two is Wyatt Davis, and he does a lot of things really well. He's not like the most physically imposing offensive lineman from a height standpoint, but he's got really good bend, not just knee bend, but hip bend and ankle bend, which is important for an offensive lineman, and he's got some of the heaviest hands that I've seen in a little while. And I shook his hand after pro day, just catching up with him. And I'm a big man. I played linebacker in the NFL. And I feel like my hand gets enveloped by his. And so when you're looking for a guy who's got that physicality, he's got really light feet for as big as he is. He's got great bend, great speed. Like, he's the type of guy who you'll probably end up getting in second, maybe third round. But he's going to be a day one starter type of guy.
Okay. When you look at these other guys, and we're talking specifically about quarterbacks with Justin working out today, second pro day, it's Joshua Perry, guys, here on the WaitForIt.com hotline talking about it. When you look at these other guys and you talk about your experience playing in the league, who would you fear the most of these quarterbacks that we're talking about in the first round?
That's a really good question. I think Trevor is a very unique prospect because – I have no doubt he's going to be ready to start day one. He is the prototypical quarterback. He's tall, so he'll be able to see over the offensive line. He's got a live arm, and it's all of the throws. I think he does a pretty good job in the deep game. But the thing that separates him from the rest of the quarterbacks to me is, like, I've watched him throw from the college hashes, which are really wide, from the far hash over to the far sideline with velocity and with tempo. And those are the NFL throws because the windows get tighter. So the arm scares me. But this is what I've learned as an Ohio State fan about Trevor Lawrence, is dude can run. Like, when the play breaks down, he actually has really good athleticism to get loose, which is rare for a guy who's 6'6". So he has some very unique challenges. He's going to be hard to defend. And he's a smart guy, so he's going to be able to learn a system right away.
Do you follow the logic on the Zach Wilson hype, or do you see – you just talked about the other QBs, but why do you think guys are so enamored with Zach Wilson from BYU?
I don't know. It's really interesting. I haven't watched a ton of tape on him, so it's not like I've got the in-depth breakdown, but he's very productive, which I think that people like, and I think he's got a personality a little bit almost like Baker Mayfield, less so, but just the confidence that you would want out of a quarterback and a guy who seems like he's really infectious and can lead a team. And I think that decision makers in the NFL get extremely caught up in the personality type of their quarterback. And so I think that's where part of it comes from. But again, you look at the production that he had at BYU, albeit maybe it's not the highest level of football. He was really, really good in all the moments he needed to be really good. And so NFL teams are definitely going to give him the benefit of the doubt on anything because there's not a ton of bad tape out there on him.
Great stuff, Joshua. We appreciate it, man. By the way, where do you think he goes? Just, you know, we're all speculating. Where do you think he goes?
He as in Zach Wilson?
No, I'm sorry, Justin Fields.
Or Justin.
Yes.
That's the toughest one for me. You know, you're seeing him being mocked, you know, number 10 pick overall. I would say that he's the fourth quarterback off the board. I don't know exactly where that's going to be.
Okay, fair enough. And a lot of people feel that way. I'm curious to know if today changed anybody's mind, potentially. Hey, man, appreciate you as always. We'll talk soon. Joshua Perry, follow him on social media, guys, as well. Have a great day, Josh.
Hey, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.